Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. Of course, joining me, Dr. Jill Hubbard, echoing her way through the microphone there.
I am. I'm always dealing with the equipment. Hi.
And, hi, Jill. As many know, Jill is the author of Secrets Women Keep, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. Really amazing things, and a lot of folks have benefited from your wisdom, and I'm glad to be with you. Also, to start off the program here, Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry,
hey,
hi.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, thanks.
Two things I want to mention to everybody. First of all, yesterday we talked about the finding freedom and the breakthroughs that occurred, and we're going to have those exact same breakthroughs for couples at our Intimacy and Marriage Intensive. And here's the thing. You may not be aware of this, but there is an early bird special that benefits you to the tune of like $400 a couple signing up. And so it would really, really benefit you to come. It's in Ohio. You could probably drive there unless you live in California or New York, something like that. But I'm telling you, it really is one of the most amazing experiences ever, whether you are really struggling to just stay married or you want the best marriage ever. This is the place to come. We've been working on it for a long time. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There's scholarship, unique scholarship funds available at this conference. And then also, you know, we can help you with that great discount that you've got going. If you believe it's over on the 12th of October. So I would go ahead and just call. Find out about it. And, you know, if you have been trying to fix or cure the other person, this actually is something could work, because trying to fix or cure somebody else never, ever does. The other thing is we announced our auction yesterday, Larry. Let's talk about that. It's really exciting to see people going online and bidding on this stuff.
Yeah, it really is. It is. But you know what I discovered is there are, we've had 60 different people bid on things so far. And that I felt that's really good. But I noticed that, and I think about it, we have, what, 1.5 million listeners each day, a couple million, 3 million a week. We only had 60. Come on, folks.
Well, it's just the first day, Larry.
Yeah, I know. But let's get going here.
Yeah. It's time to do some early shopping. Come on, right? Christmas?
But we've got some really, really neat things.
We really do.
Look.
One of the things.
Okay, we're looking at it right now.
One of the things that, I mean, you just can't ignore this. And this is the most spiritual thing we have to offer. It's a statue of John Wayne.
I was just looking at that.
You know, it's really cool. How tall is that, Larry? It's about
31 inches.
Okay. And we've had it. Somebody gave it to us, and we've just been waiting, and we've got some bids on it. It's worth about $4,000 or so. But that's just one of the really great things. And, you know, I was looking at one of the lenses that we have worth like $1,200, and it's just amazing, the different camera equipment. There's artwork. I did some art pieces. You can get counseling and coaching, like from Sherry, from me, from other folks that are on the program. There are a lot of different things.
There are two sailboat rides, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. And the East Coast boat is brand new, 45-foot sailboat.
Wow.
The West Coast one, 77-foot. I call it a yacht.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I hope people will bid on that. It's fun.
But
it's all for good reason.
Yeah. Go to newlife.com. You'll see it right there. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to sign up 24-hour intimacy and marriage intensive. If you want to be on the program right now, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us. It's going to be a great day for New Life.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let me mention this to you also, that we're doing our recovery conference, and that's going to be in Southern California, Mariners Church, October the 5th. And we've just added a speaker. Dr. John Townsend is going to speak. This is 12 Steps to Happier. If you hate recovery, you could come. It's 12 Steps to Happier. But really, as most of you know who are involved with life recovery, well, it's 12 steps for anybody. But you could come and be part of this great conference, and now it's going to be even better now that John is going to come and speak in the afternoon. Dave's speaking, I'm speaking, Chris Williams, our friend Amanda is speaking. So just come be part of this if you're in the Southern California area. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about it, or newlife.com is the place to find out about 12 Steps to Happier. It comes right out of the largest, the longer version of the Serenity Prayer, where we literally can find really a great amount of happiness here in this life and eternal happiness in the next. And by the way, a lot of people think that the Bible just talks about joy, which is kind of like, you know, find something good in spite of everything. But it really does talk about the promises of happiness, and it is a valid thing to want to be happy. So you call us, we'll tell you all about it. Sign up, 12 Steps to Happier. And then also, I'll just mention this, our phone system was down a little bit, but now we're about to get a call. I can go to this call to Mona, but I'll also mention that Restore is going to be in Washington, D.C. on November the 15th for anybody who has been struggling. So I want to talk to Mona. She's calling from Laurel, Maryland, and really glad that she has. Mona, you are on with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Steve Arterburn here. How you doing?
Oh, wow, that was quick. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. How could we help you today?
So just this past June, my husband left me a note confessing that he had, for the past 12 years of our marriage, had a sex addiction. Mm-hmm. And that he had been sleeping with prostitutes, and that he had also, from this, gotten a gambling addiction as well. I had no idea at all. And he had spent all of our money. And he...
So he left you a note to tell you this. So
yeah, he left
kind
what
of
happened
a lot
then?
To say in person, so, right? When you feel
so
ashamed.
So what happened then? What happened after he left the note? Are you
after,
getting
well,
help?
After he left the note, I basically had a Bible talk that night, and so I kind of went there and got with one of the sisters and let her read the note. And
okay, so you're going to have to tell us what happened, though, because we got to bring us up to speed here so we can help you, okay? So what's the situation now?
The situation now is I asked him to leave. So he left. He's been living in his car, and he had quit his job. That's how things got really bad, because he had gotten arrested. And once he got arrested, the type of job that he has, they have a renewal of license, and his renewal of license came up. So he quit his job in June. And
help us.
Sent up all of our money.
Okay. So he came to a bottom, Mona. Right, he hit bottom.
Right.
He's run out of resources, run out of places to hide. So finally, he decides to confess, because what else is he going to do? Right. So he's,
exactly.
So he's living in his car, and
he lives in his car. He, we go to a fantastic church. So they helped me a lot, and had the brothers talk to him and ask him, what does he want to do? Does he want to repent? And he said yes. I still asked him to leave and everything. And he found another job and says that he, wants his family. He wants us to still be a family. He wants to still help take care of the children and such. So he's been coming over and helping out with the kids and going to work.
Okay, so he's turning some things around. So, Mona, what is your question for us so that we can help you? Because I'm glad you're getting a lot of help.
Right. I'm drowning and just not knowing where to go. I've completely shut down emotionally.
Of course.
And I don't know how to move on, how to get help,
Yeah, so, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Of course you would be shutting down, because all of a sudden you're learning that for 12 years you had no idea that your husband was basically living a double life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to open up to somebody who hasn't been honest with you all along, it sounds like, right? So, but right away you reached out to your church, which is great, Mona. That's exactly what you needed to do. Bring a friend alongside of you. Get another pair of eyes on the situation. Seek out all the help you can from the church. But if you still find that you're drowning, which in these kinds of cases, it's pretty overwhelming, you need to add then support so that you can feel grounded and anchored. You need other people that walk beside you, and different types of people. So if you've got a support group of women, it's important. You've gotten help from the pastor. Then, we need to add in like a therapist, somebody that can help you from a professional standpoint. Go ahead.
Sorry. I know that's kind of my next step in speaking. I just don't have the resources to be able to do that, because I'm barely, my
You're
church
right.
is helping me pay rent and, all
okay.
those things. So I'm like financially have nothing.
Okay.
And I just...
So then another piece to add in there would be going to recovery groups, because they're free and they offer a lot of support. And you can go to specific recovery groups for, codependence of sex addicts. I know you didn't know that maybe you fell into that category, but having a spouse that's a sex addict, going to that corresponding group can be really helpful. Or...
Yeah.
Well, I do. I go to the SA group.
Okay.
So I did find that, and that's been helpful, but it's not drawing out like what's going on with me.
Right. So then, when counseling is, the affordability is an obstacle, there are, you know, and maybe your church can help you. Maybe we can give you some referrals. There are low-fee counseling places. I remember when I was starting in practice, I worked at a clinic connected to a church. I would charge people like $3, $4 a session, right, yeah. was when you're starting out.
And there's coaching that is available also, not counseling. But I love it that you're connected to your church. Mm-hmm. But be sure you're not going to a Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting versus those that are, you know, the Codependency and Sex Addicts Anonymous. Or go to, I mean,
Al-Anon or
any kind of Al-Anon group there would be helpful too. But here's the main thing. If he doesn't get help, mm-hmm. If he's not going to get help, like going to Every Man's Battle, joining an Every Man's Battle group, a Sex Addicts Anonymous group, then you're always going to be hurting because he hasn't made it right, see? The note was a very lame way of telling you what was going on, but I'm glad he wrote the note.
Yeah.
But now he's got to step it up and he's got to get some help. So, you know, you need some people to help you with criteria, like he's getting help. He's going to a group. He's meeting with a man, whether it's a pastor, counselor, whatever. He's got that accountability. Those are the things that he has to put in place. And when he does, and he's consistent, you're going to feel better about it if you want to move forward. Whether he does that or not, you getting a support group, a great women's Bible study, where you can... you know, really do, you know, open up and be honest with folks. Those mm-hmm. are important things. It makes sense that you're shut down, that you don't know where to go. And then I want us to talk with you off the air about getting you to our Restore workshop in November, because there you just put so many pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
It would be absolutely fantastic for you. I'm going to send you Worthy of
Good.
Her Trust. And I think that would be an amazing book, along with, I'm going to send you Understanding and Loving a Person with Sexual Addiction. That's for you. You give the other one to him, but there should be no secrets whatsoever. None. That's the main thing. No secrets. All right. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number. And let's go to Sabi calling from Hungary on the internet. Now, that's interesting. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yes.
Very well.
Oh,
what's going
okay.
on?
Yeah, my question is, I've been dating a woman since June, and I'm 31 years old. She's 41 years old.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, will this difference of age cause any problems in the future? Many of my friends said that in a few years, you're still going to be a young man, but she's going to be... middle-aged lady or an old lady.
So she's 41, you said? Okay.
Yeah.
So 10 years difference.
Okay. Well, when you get married, everything's an issue. So, you know, I mean, everything. Every difference is an issue. But tell me what is so amazing about this person. Does she live in your town? Are you dating... spending a lot of time together. Tell me all about that.
Well, I moved to Budapest, the capital of Hungary, and I'm a teacher at a school. She came to this school, and we met there. Well, I just like her intellectual, and we have many common topics. I just kind of fell in love with her. She's divorced. She has a daughter, and before she met me, she had sold her house in Budapest and bought a house in a small town 3 hours from here. So now she's working in that small town, and we meet just in the weekend.
Okay. So, you know, this is a Christian radio show, and I'm glad that you listen to it. So there's always a question of what about her faith? I'm just looking at a few other things other than the age thing. do you have a common faith?
Well, at the beginning I thought she was a devoted Catholic, but she became disappointed of the Catholic Church, and now she's interested in Buddhism and astrology.
Well, you can see a program like ours, we're going to be much more focused on that difference than we would be on age. Because, you know, age is so relative. You could age twice as fast physically, and she could age twice as slow physically, you know, all of that. You could be more mature than most men your age. She could be less. I mean, so the age is an issue. But what kind of issue depends on you, whether it's emotional, physical maturity. But this faith thing, kind of hard for us to say anything beyond that. I don't think this is good. And if it is good, it's not good right now. Because what I would want to see happen is that you have such an amazing character, she wants to be part of the faith that brought you there.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here, and we're talking by way of internet from in Hungary, Budapest, Szabi. Szabi, just a question here. Are you a believer? Does faith matter to you?
Well, yes, it matters. But if I'm... Well, I like the fact that she kind of respects this part. She said that she didn't really meet a guy in Budapest who would go to the church every Sunday, and she's seeing some basic values in my life, which is
good.
Attractive to her.
Okay, so here's what happens when we get married. I'm telling you, it's just bizarre. Sometimes the very thing that attracts us to a person becomes the biggest point of conflict. In fact, when we want to be married, and a lot of people do, the very thing that would prevent us from getting married, we make that the thing that is the most attractive. Once the marriage is there, then the real truth starts to emerge. You say you respect the fact or you like the fact that she respects your faith. Does she respect your faith enough that you guys are going to church and you're talking about God, Jesus, being the only way to heaven? I mean, you know, it's not just like a couple of different concepts of religion. Either Jesus is or he isn't. And he said, I'm the way and the truth and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through me. And so you might be avoiding those things in talking with her. And when you start to talk with her after you're married, all of a sudden she doesn't like what you're saying about your faith. Right now you're making it all wonderful and beautiful. And because look, you found somebody you have something in common with, and you admire her, and you really have great feelings for her. But sometimes you need somebody, a man, to come alongside you, and it's probably going to be hard to find that guy there that says, wait a second, yeah, I know the age thing, you can overcome that, but can you really, really overcome this other, because things change when you're married. I'm telling you, it happens. And and so I don't want this for you. Here's what I want for you. I want you to date her if she's willing to be part of your spiritual world. That means what church is there in her town. When you go visit her, you guys are going to church together. Her daughter's going to church with you. It's that kind of thing. Or when she's in your place, you're going to church together. If you can't do that while you're dating, it's going to be a nightmare afterwards. And so when the Bible says do not be unequally yoked, what it's saying is, let me help you out here. Here's the biggest issue that destroys so many people. You have the Holy Spirit living within you, and you will not do well being connected to someone who does not have the Holy Spirit living within them.
So it's really a protection. God says so many things as a protection, because we can't see that far down the road, Steve, like you're pointing out.
And Sabi, I'm so thrilled you called us. Is it your job what?
Is it my job to find out why did she turn away from Catholic Church, and why is she into...
It's your job to learn everything about every wound you possibly can before you decide to marry her. For instance, let's just say she was abused by a Catholic priest. Does that mean you never marry her? No. It means, honey,
Her former husband was a Catholic priest.
Okay. So look... what you say is, I'm sensing that you're moving toward the Buddhist faith is in reaction to being married to a Catholic priest. That doesn't mean we can't get married ever, but it does mean you've got some things to work through before we move forward. It's a timing issue. Now, Sabi, I'm delighted you call from Hungary, and everything in me wants to be positive about everything that you're asking, but I want to save you a world of hurt. And if you're asking us, should I be asking about this? Should I be talking about this? Then I got to tell you, there's another level of intimacy and connection, conversation, communication that you need to get to before you think about moving forward with her. You need to feel so free to ask her about anything. Yeah,
I totally agree, Steve. And Sabi, your friends are already bringing up comments. So they're kind of trying to say, she's too much older than you. But I would be asking my Christian friends, and I would be exploring these topics with them that Steve has just been bringing up. And I would go talk to a pastor at your church. Get the support behind you. And it's such a great opportunity for you to step in to be a leader in this relationship, to be a godly man and a spiritual leader for her. And just because she was hurt by a church, we don't have to throw out God because of what men have done. And
that's
so
right.
Instead of going to a completely different God, let's stick with God, because I think he's the number one. I know he is.
Yeah. Let's don't forget, Paul, he was up there in that there heaven, and he came back from heaven. and he died, and he lived for Jesus. And if there had been little Buddhist statues, no, he wouldn't have done that. He'd be saying, hey, it doesn't matter what you believe, just be sincere. That isn't what happened there. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be in the studio another hour and a half here. I'm so glad Sabi called. I'm going to send him. Take a while to get there, though. I'm going to send him, Is This the One? Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and really glad that you're with us today. Hope something we say could be helpful to you. And, you know, you could help us, and I want Larry to come and talk about that. And anytime you do help us this month, a gift of any amount, I send you this brand-new book, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. It's for your kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews. It is an amazing way to teach God's truth to 8 to 12-year-olds. Larry, we need people's support here.
Yeah, we do. You know, we have Auction on the Brain right now, but I want to just point folks to to the need for current giving. We need you to make a gift. You know, yesterday, I know, Steve, you read some testimonies from Finding Freedom, and we have similar testimonies from every workshop we do. We have testimonies from people that listen to this program and have taken steps just because of this radio program. We have people that have gone to see our network counselors and changed their lives. So all that is why we seek your support. Because life is not the same for people. God moves in, does a work, and their lives are forever different. And it's because we have these airwaves, these workshops, etc. So if you can get behind that, if you can believe in that, please make a gift. Your gift today will help people. And we'll send you the book, the Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. Yep. And you'll be helping somebody. So thank you for that. And don't forget Club New Life. We really need Club New Life members, and it's really fallen off this month. It's the membership signups. Please be a new member to Club New Life. Give us a call and ask about all the benefits for that, because it's really something special.
It really is, and you know, we talk about a lot of other things, auctions and things, and so we forget to talk about Club New Life, and every time we do, people sign up, and it's just a great and wonderful thing, and we send you a whole library of the best books we've ever done. So whether it's a one-time gift, and we'll send you Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles, or it's we'll send you a whole library if you sign up for Club New Life, $30 a month. Please help us help others. That's what we're here for. Right now, let's go to Kelly from Orlando, Florida. WTLN is the station. I'm going to be down there doing a pastor's appreciation lunch. Can't wait to get there. Kelly, how you doing? How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So my question is, I have an 11-year-old son who says he's Christian. Me and my husband raised all three children Christian. And about a little over a year ago, he said that he really felt like he was homosexual. I can tell you the arguments I've used with him, including quote in scripture, and still today he says that he feels like he's homosexual and he can't help it. That's the way God made him. I just want to know, my question is, I feel like I can't come up with a clever enough thing to say to get him to realize that's not God's plan for his life.
Well, what you've called clever enough, we often refer to as, when something like this happens, we're looking for the magic words, is the way we say it. You say clever enough.
Right.
the bad news is there aren't any of those words. And so,
because it's not about just convincing him intellectually.
Right.
Sorry, Steve, go ahead.
So here's what is the most hopeful thing that you could do. It happens to be the most painful thing that you could do. So we have to figure out where do these feelings come from. Now, for instance, sometimes those feelings are there, and what they are, to start with, is a feeling not of being homosexual, but a feeling of being alienated and left out. And like everybody's liking girls and I'm not. I remember having a conversation with one of my kids about saying, hey, listen, one day you wake up, you feel more like a girl than a boy. You're wanting to do more things that girls are doing than boys. The next day, it's not that way. So here's the thing. You've got to have those kind of conversations with him. We have to also ask, what kind of exposure has he had to anything that, videos, pornography, anything like that? Has anybody touched him? Has anybody introduced this to him? All those are things that require a lot of time of him, really believing you love him no matter what, that you're past, trying to convince him it's the wrong thing, and now you're trying to understand him in a way that, maybe you don't. And I'm telling you, it is scary to get under, all of that and find out what's really going on. Jill, you've raised a son,
go ahead, Kelly.
I just want to tell you, I've had a lot of conversations, and I always say, I absolutely love you no matter what. But he just says, he used to like this girl, and then one day he woke up and he just realized he was attracted to boys. But I feel like I'm losing a battle in this culture. He goes to a public school. One of the rooms, the teacher has gay pride flags all around it. He says they talk about LGBT almost every day in his history class because they don't want to be discriminated against.
One of the things, too, that I think is important at his age, and I'm glad you're exploring all that, and I think to continue having that dialogue and maybe even, bringing somebody in neutral that he could also dialogue about. And, tell him it's not that you're wanting to take this away from him because you do believe God has a plan for him, even though it goes against what you believe to be true. You do know that God created him, and there is a path. But let's keep it open. Let's not just form a conclusion about it yet, because I think as we are growing, we're changing. And like Steve said, these feelings kind of come in and out. And kids also Typically, they're best friends. I mean, this happens a lot with girls, but also with guys. Their best friends are their first love relationships, and those are all same sex. And you can mistake that for feeling like, oh, I must be gay because I have these feelings. And no, you're just on a developmental path. And sometimes these things sort out. Not that we just leave it to chance, but they sort out as you are open, you're willing to talk about it, but we're open to God also moving him in a different direction.
You know, I've told this before. When I was on Focus on the Family, I had lunch with Jim Daly, and he was talking. We were talking about this secular research that says, you know, if a child has, you know, gender identity issues, things like that, if they're left alone, they self-correct by age 18. But the problem is, like you're saying, they're not left alone. So you might decide, you know, what do I do so I have the best influence on him possible. Now, I want to clarify what we're talking about here. And now, let me tell you what. I was just watching the documentary on Mr. Rogers, and at his funeral, people were holding up signs saying, God hates gays. And so one of the guys went over and said, why are you doing that? Do you think Mr. Rogers was gay? And they said, no, he tolerated people being gay. Mm. Okay, so I just want to clarify this. We're really clear on what the Bible says about engaging in any kind of sex outside of marriage. It is not difficult to understand the truth of the Bible there. So we're not condoning any kind of sex of any sort outside of marriage between a man and a woman. But what we're talking about here is a mother connecting with a young man's heart and bringing dad along and getting dad to connect with this young man's heart so that whatever the outcome, you are connected to him deeply and richly. You know, once you've said, this is what we believe about the Bible, and this is what we believe is the truth and the better way, that, you know, you don't, every time you're talking about this, you don't have to remind the child of that. What you need to remind them of is, I care about you. And sometimes when you say things like, I love you no matter what, they hear, I love you even though you're a horrible disappointment to me. So what you want to say is, I love you. I am crazy about you. I love you. And especially is that important for him to hear from his father. Now, we really do believe that connection can be redemptive. Connection, when it's authentic. And sometimes you have to break through every uncomfortable feeling to connect at a deep, deep level with a child who's going through this. And it's painful. It's difficult. But you can do it. And your husband can do it. We'll be back after this.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I was truly blessed by this conference. What I liked was that it addressed so many issues.
Join us for the 12 Steps to Happier Conference at Mariners Church, Saturday, October 5th. This one-day conference will cover topics such as mental health in the church, the impact of trauma, disappointment, and pain, how isolation has become normal, relationships that hurt, and relationships that heal. deal breaker issues, and much, much more.
I love the style of the short lectures with the different speakers. It was very effective.
I love all the wisdom and information about the issues. Solid facts and substance is needed to combat the lies we deal with.
I wish I understood years ago what you were presenting today. Everyone needs to be here.
If you want to move from the pain and struggles of the past towards a healthy, happier future, the 12 Steps to Happier Conference is for you. Register by September 22nd for the early bird discount. For more information, give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or visit liferecoverygroups.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterman, you're really glad you're with us here today. Please call us, 1-800-229-3000. Be in the studio another hour after this. Don't forget, a gift of any amount. It's Kirby McCook coming your way. It's all about Jesus. Also, Every Man's Battle is October the 4th in Washington, D.C. Might be a few people in D.C. that need that workshop. You know, really, come on. Let's get it taken care of. Every Man's Battle. You're not alone. You can go, you can get this taken care of in a weekend. Then our 12 Steps to Happier, October the 5th. Intimacy in Marriage is the 25th in Columbus, Ohio. Drive there. Get in the car right now. Start driving. It's going to be...
It'll take that long from California?
Amazing. Let's go to D, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WFIL is the station. Hi, D. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. My question is how to get a husband to go to Every Man's Battle or to the Amen Clinic or something when about 5 years ago there was a personality testing showed narcissism, sociopathic, and he'll just keep refusing. He'll get angry and. I just talked to a lawyer even yesterday, and she said, well, that type of thought pattern can love the fight and then turn around and become and act like the victim. And, yeah, it just goes back.
Okay.
Like, how do you get them there?
Has he what is the biggest offense against you? Has he been unfaithful? Is he what's the biggest complaint with this guy?
He's been covert cross-dressing mm-hmm. all of his life. We've been married 40 years, and there's we've seen lesbian porn on the computer, and I might have to leave him, and I just confronted him yesterday, and he's gets all angry, and but then like yeah.
All right. So he's been unfaithful to you. In that
yes,
he's
he
been,
don't think that.
Okay, but you do. And he's been dishonest,
oh, yeah.
and he's been unfaithful and deceptive. And when you signed up for marriage, that wasn't part of the deal. So here's the problem.
Oh, no, I didn't
is that,
know.
No, so here's the problem. If you ever threaten that you're going to do something, then you haven't fallen, you know, followed up on that, then he doesn't think you're serious. But... sometimes, you know, in situations like this and this kind of personality, you literally have to file for divorce and then they know they're going to be humiliated. It kind of plays on that narcissistic side. And then now they're fine. Okay, she's going to do something. She's serious. We don't want you to divorce because you guys could pull this together. But to do it, he has to decide to be honest with you and to deal with the problem. Jill, you have some thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, Dee. How long have you known about the problem in the 40 years?
I knew a tiny bit about 15, 20 years, and I really didn't know anything.
So you've been living...
The past 10 years has been no marriage really at all.
Okay. Okay, but you've been living with this for a long time. 40 years is a long time, and so you really have to think long and hard. Are you ready to walk away from this? And I think, like Steve said, that's always just the last resort. And so, you know, for him, this has kind of worked for him. I think you need to go to our Restore workshop, because I think it's important that you get some support for you. Instead of, when people are more narcissistic, there tends to be a lot of over-focus on them. And so I think it's important for you to get yourself back so that you can be clearer in standing up for yourself.
I do.
Okay, good.
I've been going to a counselor the past year. And
oh, good.
And he emails about that thing. You know, everything
good.
Is like... You know, it's like I'm doing everything wrong and he's doing everything right. It's just
right. Yeah, but see, he doesn't know. He doesn't believe.
My boundary is to get rid of things.
Your husband doesn't believe that there's a better way or a different
mm-hmm.
way. He thinks this is how I survive in this
right.
world. And there is a better way, and there is a different way where he is brutally honest with you and he gets into his own recovery. And he probably would say, what recovery? I don't need recovery. I'm not doing anything that, you know, is a bad thing. But somehow
he's
got to see the relationship as the
right.
priority.
And so you can say, you know what? I realize you don't think you have a problem. I have a problem, though, with
there
all of
go.
This. And since we're married,
yes.
I'm asking you to do this for me, to humor me and to go to this. So that I can have some assurance that we are doing everything we need to do. And since mm-hmm. we're married, if one of us has a problem, then it becomes both of our problem. So I'm not asking you to believe you have a problem. I'm asking you to do it for me.
All right. I wish we had more time. I'm so glad that you called. And I'm really, really hoping that something we've said could do some good stuff here. But we've got Worthy of Her Trust. I'm mm-hmm. going to send that to you. Also, you could go to Restore, and he could go to Every Man's Battle. As we close up here, Larry, you're still in the studio.
Yeah, I wanted to say something to the caller.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to just say that we have guys who come to Every Man's Battle because they get an ultimatum from their
right.
wife. And
yep.
they don't want to be there, and they don't want to face their shame. And when it comes to cross-dressing or something on the same-sex attraction side or anything that's not just heterosexual things, they're doubly ashamed. But they find that when they come there, it's a shame-free zone. The guys accept
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't accept what they did, but they accept them. So I would just encourage you to give some sort of an ultimatum to him.
Yes, and to say, I've found a place where they understand what
yes.
you're... We've worked with literally thousands of men, same thing, had no idea this is how their life was going to turn out, and they have a whole new way of living.
It's okay if he walks in there not wanting to be there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, people say, oh, gosh, you know, I don't want to send him until he wants it. No. You get the person there. Then it's our job to work with them. Our counselors are so good at taking whatever they have and doing the best with it. And we've got a great success record for that. All right, well, as we close out the program, tough things here. People that are not open to change. And then a young boy mm-hmm. falling into the culture's messages and not really knowing how to deal with feelings that he doesn't understand. So many complex things that a little scripture here or there, it's not enough. You need help. And we want to be here to continue to help you with those kinds of struggles. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call if you're in trouble or somebody you love or care about is struggling. We have counselors all over this country, counselors that we can put you in touch with. We have resources. We have books that we can help you to understand God's truth better. We have Bibles that are designed for people that are struggling with paths out of it, all of that. And then we have our intensives. And if you're in a marriage and you've been listening to this program for any length of time and you're struggling or you want it to be better, if there's any way you can get to the Intimacy in Marriage Intensive, it's 25th of October. Columbus, Ohio. And the early bird special is so amazing. You save $400 a couple. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us see you totally transform that marriage that you love. 1-800-229-3000. Come
Thanks
join
for
us
listening.
For the program.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.